This session, we are asking a simple but important question. Why do witnesses matter in a Christian wedding? Many people today think of wedding guests mainly as an audience. They come to watch, they take pictures, they celebrate, they enjoy the beauty, music, food, and family gathering. Those things can be good. Weddings should include joy. Jesus himself attended a wedding feast in John 2. But in a Christian wedding, the people gathered are not only an audience, they are witnesses. That word matters. A witness is someone who sees, hears, remembers, and can testify. In a wedding, witnesses hear the vows. They see the bride and groom publicly enter marriage. They recognize that this covenant is not hidden, casual, or merely private. Marriage is personal, but it is not private in the sense of being detached from community. When a bride and groom marry, their union affects families, church life, future children, friendships, households, finances, responsibilities, and community witness. Marriage is social. Marriage is public. Marriage is covenantal. This is why witnesses matter. They help say, this marriage has been publicly recognized. These vows were spoken openly. This covenant is not a secret arrangement. This couple is now husband and wife before God and among us. In the Christian understanding, witnesses also have a supportive role. They are not there to control the marriage. They are not there to interfere. They are not there to gossip. They are there to bless, pray, encourage, remember, and support covenant faithfulness. A wise officiant can gently remind the gathered people of this. During the ceremony, the officiant might say, "You are not here only to observe this wedding. You are here as witnesses to these vows and as a community called to encourage this marriage in love, prayer, and faithfulness." That one sentence can change the atmosphere. It moves the guests from spectators to covenant witnesses. A ministry sciences observation is helpful here. Weddings often reveal the strength or weakness of community support. Sometimes the couple is surrounded by mature believers, loving family, church mentors, and trusted friends. Sometimes the couple is isolated, anxious, or surrounded by unresolved family conflict. Sometimes the guests care more about the event than the covenant. The officiant notices these patterns. What is happening socially? What is happening spiritually? What does the ceremony need to teach? What does the couple need after the wedding? The officiant may not be able to solve every family issue, but the officiant can strengthen the public meaning of the ceremony. Witnesses also protect truthfulness. Public vows make it harder for marriage to be treated as a private feeling that can be redefined at will. The bride and groom are not simply saying, this is our personal meaning for now. They are entering Christian marriage before God and witnesses. That is very different from postmodern ceremony drift, where the couple's chosen story becomes the highest authority. In Christian marriage, the couple's story is honored, but it is brought under God's larger story. For the one wedding officiant, this means speak clearly to the gathered people. For the ordained officiant, this means developing ceremony language that calls witnesses into prayerful support. For the church staff minister, this means connecting weddings to congregational care. For the chaplain, even if only a few people are present, this means honoring the witnesses who are there. For the romance officiant or life coach minister, this means encouraging the couple to build a support system beyond the wedding day. Witnesses matter because marriage matters. Public vows need public memory. Public covenant needs public recognition. And the Christian wedding officiant helps the gathered people understand that they are not merely watching a ceremony. They are witnessing a covenant before God.